We all know a little too much about something that no one knows about, or know nothing about something everyone knows about. Here we talk about popular shows and movies, and some not so popular ones. We have the expert, the person that knows most about the topic, the intermediate, the person that kind of knows what they're talking about, and the idiot, the person that hasn't seen it and pretty much knows nothing about it. So please relax and enjoy 3 Degrees.
Hello and welcome to 3 Degrees. I'm your expert, Ella.
I'm the intermediate, Rena.
And I'm the idiot, Eileen.
Yeah, that's right.
But actually, I am an idiot because we were supposed to have a Die Hard episode, and it may or may not have gotten lost, and it may or may not have gotten lost by me. So
you already said may or may not. That's all you need to say. It may or may not, or may be there.
You know, if it wasn't lost in the may or may not, then it may or may not have been me. But if it was lost in the may or may
just
not,
say
then
it may or may not have been lost. It may or may not have been lost. That's all you needed.
Well, I'm an idiot, so
yeah.
At least it's not me
that.
This time. Yeah. So I didn't plan this episode at all. So it's going to be really chaotic, just like it already has been. So no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen though.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Something's going to happen and. Yeah.
I've been waiting to watch the movie.
I know.
For so, long.
So which one is it? What movie? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of movies out there.
So we're doing Bullet Train.
Woo. Eileen, what do you think is the plot summary for that?
Aren't they like on a train and there's this guy?
Really? Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy. Anyways, go on.
They're on a train and this guy has to get this package, but there's a bunch of other people on the train trying to kill him.
Wow, that was like eerily accurate.
Do you like actually
I've
know
seen,
the plot
I've
of that?
I've seen the trailer.
Okay, shut up.
I mean, I have not seen the trailer. I'm just that good at guessing. But also, Bullet and Train, you can kind of put it together.
I don't know. Trailer. I was just like, whoa, is there going to be like some sick action scenes in this train? It's cool. I'll watch it. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Brie, because you have to give your summary now.
Cool fight sequences. Crazy plot.
Yeah. That movie is chaos. Like, this episode's gonna be.
It was chaos, and I loved it, dude.
I know. It was so well executed.
No, I remember looking up, and the ratings, like, for the movie were actually, like, really low.
Really?
I thought they would be a lot higher, but no, let me see. It says on IMDb, it has a 7.3, Rotten Tomatoes, a 54, and on Vudu, 4.3 out of 5. And I'm thinking, what the heck? I thought that movie was incredible. Like, yeah. I watched it, and I was like, wow. That is the best movie I've seen all year. It's, like, one of my favorites now. But, like, what are these ratings?
I don't know.
I feel scandalized because it's, like, a great movie, dude.
Mm-hmm, I know. I think it's funny that you actually know more than I do.
I don't know. I just looked that up, like, just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm kind of stupid, and I didn't know what Brad Pitt looked like. I just knew everyone thought he was...
I didn't know what he looked like either.
I just knew everyone thought he was really hot. Like, I remember even watching a video yesterday, and, like, some dude was like, wow, this guy was so hot. Like, hotter than Brad Pitt. And I was like, what does Brad Pitt look like? And then I, like, saw him in the movie, and I'm like, this guy's kind of average looking.
Yeah. No, whenever I hear Brad Pitt, I'm imagining Bruce Willis. I know it's not, but the guy from Die Hard is who I'm imagining is Brad Pitt, because that sounds like a Brad Pitt name. Or, like, that guy from I don't know Fast and Furious. I'm going to shut up now.
I don't even know why. Whenever I hear Brad Pitt, I think of a baseball glove.
Yeah,
maybe it's because, like, pit of the glove?
Yeah. You have, like,
I don't know. I just think of a baseball glove, and I know he's not a baseball player.
There's an armpit. There's also a hand pit.
Yeah. You know, like, in between, in your palm?
Yeah.
If you, like, there's a pit. If you do, like, the Italian sign with your hand, like, put all your fingers together, your palm forms a pit.
No.
You know what I mean? It, like, because the bottom of your palm goes down a little bit, and, like, the rest of your palm goes around it. So that's the pit.
Wee-wee.
That is the wrong language.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee. I am.
Wee-wee. Again.
Wee-wee. Italiano.
Okay, so the first episode we were offensive to British people, and now we're being offensive to French and Italian at the same time.
Yep.
Go us.
Yeah. Hit two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Anyways, Bullet Train was, like, a great movie, in my opinion. I watched it, and I was like, wow, everything I like in a movie was in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, it was great, dude.
Like, the humor was, like, spot on.
It was so funny.
And, like, the action stuff. Dark humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cursing. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I see why this movie is rated R. Do not watch that with your family. Like, Tangerine and Lemon. That was a lot of F-bombs, guys. Like,
what are these names?
Calm down.
Tangerine?
No,
we're
code names. Code names. Code names.
Oh, obviously.
Names. Like, and spies and stuff. No, he goes on the plane and's like, hey, guys, I'm Brad Pitt. Like, no.
No, they all have crazy names.
I wonder if Brad Pitt, like, exists as an actor in their universe, because they probably have movies, right? Because it's, like, modern setting.
Probably.
Like, I wonder if movies, like, does... If Brad Pitt is an actor in the movie, does that mean all movies with Brad Pitt in it, like, don't exist anymore?
No, because, like, in Marvel, they reference movies that exist in their universe that have actors who play characters in Marvel. And it's like, are they, like, doppelgangers? Is it played by a different person?
I guess doppelgangers, like, would make sense, because they never go by their actor name in the movie. Yeah. Unless it's, like, one of those characters, like, played by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, it wouldn't even be a doppelganger, because then he's just an actor.
Yeah. Yeah. So... What's your favorite of the names? Cause
I like Tangerine.
I like Tangerine and Lemon.
Yeah, I love the relationship.
No. The names. So like, purely if you had to choose one of those code names.
Lemon. I would be Lemon. I would be Lemon.
I'd be Tangerine because it's just stupid.
What is the plot of this movie?
The plot is that... Okay, so the plot is
There's
that
a lot of plot lines going
this,
on, dude.
Okay, the plot is this guy gets... He works at a spy agency kind of mercenary place. And he gets a call for subbing in with someone because he doesn't do a grab and run. So, and he's this weird guy.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Weird guy.
Weird guy.
So, and then, you know, he gets the assignment and then he gets on the train and he's going to just grab a suitcase with a train sticker on its handle. That's all he does. And then you meet these other guys that, like, rescued... Like, this mob boss's guy's son.
The mob, okay.
They're the ones that have the suitcase, but they stashed it away from him.
Right. Yeah, like,
they're
idiot.
Dumb. And then...
Okay.
So like, you!
Hey! Yeah.
And then, so we meet cool, them, though. And their names are...
Code names.
Yeah, their code names are Tangerine and Lemon. Mm-hmm. And they're idiots. That's what they are. And then the whole plot is that... Ladybug is... Oh, did I tell you the name of the guy?
Brad Pitt's Ladybug.
Brad Pitt is Ladybug?
His name is Ladybug because he's...
See, I'm just thinking Miraculous Ladybug and then I get embarrassed.
Yeah, because he's Ladybug because he's lucky, quote unquote. But he's actually lucky? Not lucky.
He's like
unlucky.
Incredibly
like
unlucky.
A lucky charm?
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Is that a Miraculous reference? That's a or like Lucky Charms a cereal?
That's a Miraculous reference. No, she her superpower is Lucky Charm, where she creates an object that helps them solve the puzzle.
Dude, if I had to be rescued and she goes Lucky Charms, I'd be like, yo, like the cereal where?
No, she goes
where?
Lucky Charm.
Oh gosh. Dude, I remember once my friends were like, you gotta watch Miraculous.
No,
it's so
never
good.
Do.
And then I sat down and watched one episode with my friends like a year ago, and I was like, I was roasting that show. Dude, I gave it no mercy.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
No, it's so bad. If we ever do a podcast episode, I will explain the square. But we're not doing that.
Also, they render the individual teeth. Who does that and why?
Who does that?
What? Like,
they render the individual teeth in their mouth. Like, they don't do just one giant white, like, block for their teeth. They do the individual teeth. Like, every tooth.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's so gross.
Remind me to tell you about the love square later. It's entertaining.
I already know. Part of it.
Okay.
And I was, like, 5.
It's stupid. Aren't they in love with each other's alter egos?
So.
I exaggerate my age. So.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You are 5 years old now.
Ladybug.
I am 5. I know.
Ladybug, yeah. Ladybug is Brad Pitt.
So, Ladybug.
Not a girl in red spandex.
Oh. Not like this.
Not like that. That made no sense to anyone listening.
She's not wearing red spandex for context. The room has red in it.
Yeah, the soundproofing
is
red and black.
No one
is
wearing red spandex.
No, we're just all out in spandex.
Except for Brad Pitt. So, Ladybug.
So, okay. So we talked about Tangerine. So, you know, Brad Pitt's strutting along with his weird hat. He's got a bucket hat. It's not weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually kind of nice looking. But, you know, he then, like, in, like, so it's, like, the train, like, the compartment, and there's, like, the luggage rack outside, and they literally just put this briefcase
just right up,
out
straight
and they
up in
even,
the
they
like,
can't see
shelf
it either So, you know,
geniuses.
They are so smart. And so he literally just walks up, grabs the suitcase, and leaves. And then Tangerine and Lemon, they're over there talking about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Dude, Lemon has, like, an obsession with Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's so weird.
I'm saying that. I know nothing about Thomas the Train. This is a joke. Who doesn't?
The entire movie, he's like, you're like a Percy. You're like a Thomas over there. And he is, like, psychoanalyzing all the characters based on Thomas the Tank Engine characters.
What's the one he hates?
Why is it the most Gen Z humor I've ever heard?
Percy, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Percy. Was it Percy?
Let me like pull up a list of Thomas Tank Engine characters.
Do any of us know anything about Thomas
the Tank Engine? I used to. I had like a Thomas the Tank Engine phase.
Why does that not surprise me, actually?
One of my like earliest memories is I was sitting under the kitchen table just like chilling, right? Mm-hmm. And my little brother walks. We had this really heavy Thomas the Tank Engine toy. It would make noises and stuff. That's why it was heavy. It was hard plastic. I'm sitting on the kitchen table chilling. And my little brother, he's 2 years younger than me, three years younger than me. He walks up to me, comes, grabs the Thomas, smacks my head with it, then walked away. I was like, dude, what was that for? I was like 6 years old, man.
Is it your twin or a younger one?
Younger.
Those half babies.
Those half babies.
No, he was a fraternal twin.
Oh, poor. I forgot only one of the other twins is a half baby.
How many twins do you have in your family?
Three sets. Right?
I think he said it was a Gordon. It's like, Gordon. You're so stupid. I hate you. You're such a Gordon. List? Yeah, here you go.
Is that the reason that of all the like kids franchises to be obsessed with, they chose trains is because they're on a train?
I never thought about that. That makes so much sense.
The two pieces of information I have is Thomas the Tank Engine and trains. Mm. So
was it a Gordon? I don't think it was.
I think they mentioned Gordon.
They mentioned Gordon, but
was it Gordon or was it like Percy?
Who had to do all this research in order to write the character?
Like, so I'm like playing with your. Back.
It's fine.
Like we
of the phone.
I think it was Sir Topham.
No, it was not.
I think it was definitely Sir Topham.
No, I think the book was written by like a Japanese person. I think it was in Japanese or something, like the original book that it was based off of. Oh. So I gotta know if he like actually wrote Thomas the Tank Engine into his book.
I've gotta like search it up. I've gotta know.
You know, I might have watched the trailer, but I saw the book in a bookstore and I didn't read the back of it. So clearly I actually avoided learning anything about this movie. I definitely didn't watch the trailer.
I really want to rewatch it. Like, I remember watching the trailer. I saw like the neon lights, bullet train fighting scenes. And I was like, this is exactly the type of thing I like. I need to watch this.
No, I kept seeing it in theaters. Like every time we would go, it'd be bullet train. I was like, oh, I really want to watch it when it came out. And then it came out. And I was like, I'm not going to go in theaters to see it. And then it came out on Netflix. And I was like, oh, we need something that I haven't seen yet. You guys watch this.
Yeah, so I guess the book is written in Japanese. Because it says the original title is Maria Bitoru. Maria Beetle. And
I searched up like Bullet Train Thomas the Tank Engine, and literally a video pops up that says Lemon and Tangerine being Thomas fanboys for 10 minutes.
I thought you said it was only Lemon.
I know it's only
Okay, so I guess he does actually write Thomas and Friends into the original novel, because it says Tangerine and Lemon are an odd couple of skillful hitmen. Tangerine is composed and well-read, while Lemon is frantic and obsessed with Thomas and Friends.
Wait, what is Lemon and Tangerine's relationship to each other?
They're like, quote-unquote, twins, even though one's a white guy and one's
they're
a
like,
black guy.
Wow. No, they like say each other. They say they're like brothers because they grew up together. They're like, this. It's like how someone would be like, this is like my brother, dude. Well, people call them twins. Other people call them twins. They're like, they're something
it's a Diesel!
Twin.
It's Diesel!
Diesel. They're like, these two are the something twins. Murder twins, something like that. It was something like
murder
that.
Murder twins.
Because they were like, they always like killed things brutally or something. They really, really killed their targets. And people are like, oh, they're the twins. And a major part of the movie is whenever they see those two and they're like, oh, the twins. And they're like, those two aren't twins? What are you talking about? Like, to the point where they actually like play off of this part where it's like they don't look alike at all, so a lot of people don't know what they look like because they just know that they're twins, so they don't know that they look similar.
Mm-hmm. And that is actually smart. Yeah,
they get to a checkpoint and they're like, dude, both of us like
no, we're not there yet.
Oh my god.
Not there yet. We're going
it's
in order.
Relevant to the conversation.
It doesn't matter.
It is relevant to the conversation.
We can come back to the relevance. Okay,
it won't be relevant later.
So what's the stuff leading up to that?
I like being the enemy.
You're the expert.
I'm the intermediate.
You're the expert.
I love being the expert. I love being wrong about things.
Gosh, we're so loud today. Like, yeah, every single word we say.
Volume
like,
warning. Turn your volume down.
Oh, yeah. And spoiler warning as well, since we always forget to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler warning.
Hopefully, you guys should, like, try to sneak in, like, one false, like, spoiler. That way, go in watching it, I'm, like, prepared for all of them. So.
The train explodes.
No. Don't make it obvious. Do it.
It does.
Oh, right.
It does.
No, while they're all on it. Together.
They're all on it.
Okay. No, everybody's on it.
Yeah, they are.
There was a pack of puppies on it.
We wouldn't make that lie. Is a pack of puppies?
Peter Piper packed a...
Okay.
Peter Piper picked a pickle pepper.
Peter Piper.
I don't actually know how that one goes.
I don't know how that goes.
Okay.
So anyway,
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
So they're over there. Woo! Oh, and Lemon's the one that's like obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine, mm-hmm. And he even has his own sticker. He literally carries around a sticker.
Why do I relate so much with Lemon? Is Lemon gonna be my favorite character when I watch this?
He's my favorite.
Lemon is pretty great. I love Lemon, dude.
Okay.
Lemon and Tangerine are my favorite characters. Yeah. Those two are like the best characters in the whole movie.
They're so funny.
They
have great facial expressions as well.
They do. They're like so expressive.
I'd be expressive, but you can't see it, so there's no point.
Okay. So
be expressive with your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on. They're talking about Thomas the Tank Engine, and then they get a call from, his name's the White Death, the lead gang member, even though it wasn't him that called, it was one of his gang
lackeys.
Yeah.
One of his gang members.
I definitely didn't hear gay members. Really,
they're all gay. Fun fact.
It's kind of a weird sounding gang, dude.
So
it's actually just a GSA, but people call them the gang. So
So
there's no alliances going on here, dude. Go on.
So they get the call from the gay member, so they're like, we assume you've got the briefcase, which is the ransom money that they were gonna pay. Whatever.
Were in quotations.
Were.
What did I do? And their son, and they were like, yeah, obviously. And then they're like, and Tangerine's just like, yo, paranoid. And, like, slams the phone down, even though it's, you know, a phone, not a telephone. That made sense.
Even though it's a cell phone.
Yeah, even though it's a cell phone and not a telephone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know.
Cellophone.
Cellophone?
Cellophone. Because... Sorry. I actually don't know why. Hold up.
I don't know why. It's a cell phone and a telephone. Anyway, we're not going to go down that road.
Yeah, we're not.
We're not going to. For my own. Is.
Yeah, I won't say anything about it, though. I'll keep listening.
So, and then Lemon was the one that was supposed to have the briefcase, and so Tangerine's just like, where's the briefcase? And he's like, oh, I stashed it back there.
What do you mean you stashed it?
And he's like, go get it. And then, but Ladybug's already stolen it.
Oops,
at the time. And so
he goes back, like, and he's like, dog, it's not there.
Yeah. And then, like, you see, like, you cut to him, like, outside the little space in the compartment, and he's like throwing everyone else's luggage, and then he comes back and he's like, it's not there. And then they both go and they leave the son, which is also not a kid. Uh-huh. And so, and then they're over there, and then they come back, and then they find the son dead with like blood rolling out of his eyes.
Oh no.
And so they're just like, uh-oh.
Like, oh my gosh, we lost both things we were supposed to have.
So they just wipe off the blood dripping from his eyes, steal some kids like weird goofy glasses from like the weird thing that's
a little mascot.
Are they gonna try to pretend he's not dead?
They put it on.
He's sleeping.
And then they like shove his head into the window and they're like,
he's sleeping.
By the way, a cell phone is called a cell phone because the cell towers is the first thing I found on Google. Continue.
Okay. And then you cut back to Ladybug, and you know he's walking.
Right. He's not
walking. She's making a walking motion right now.
Yeah.
He's walking.
There's walking.
I'm
motions.
Trying to remember what's happened. Or do you meet the wolf dude first?
There's a wolf dude.
Yeah. He's not an actual wolf.
He's not. Oh. It's just his gang's name. Anyway, we'll go to the wolf dude because he takes like five
his drag name.
So he
Cause
yeah. So she, I feel like the biggest effect he had on the story was for Poison Girl.
Well, yeah. Okay, I guess we don't need the wolf. So I'll make like a broad thing. You know, so this dude rose up in the ranks of a separate gang.
Mexico, I think, right?
Yeah, he was in Mexico gang. And the other one's a Russian gang.
That's why you're scared of Russians.
And Japanese.
And there's, okay. So many gangs.
Yakuza.
Mm-hmm. So many gangs.
Oh, yeah.
So many gangs. And then, so he found the love of his life. He got married on the wedding day. They all died except him. Bleeding from poison, bleeding eyes.
So exactly what happened to the kid.
Happened to the kid. Ladybug's trying to leave, literally, like, at the door, and, like, dramatic, he's standing in front of the door, and then, you know, fight, and he kills him in literally, like, 2 seconds.
Is he a big guy? Yeah. He gives me guy vibes.
He's not a big guy.
What do you
say? He looks like he'd be in a music video. He looks like he'd sing a music video.
You know Death from the new Puss in Boots movie?
No.
Yes.
That's what I'm imagining.
We should do Puss in Boots. I haven't watched any Puss in Boots stuff.
Okay. I've the new movie,
seen the original, but it was a really long time ago. I'd be happy to do the second one, though.
I haven't seen it. So, anyway, so that's the only, like, relevance, really, to the plot, was the bleeding eyes from the Wolfman. And then, like, he like, sets him up on, like, the couch in the thing and, like, just makes him look like he's asleep as well. It's like the theme.
Yeah, everyone's not dead, everyone's just sleeping, don't worry about it.
So just asleep, what are you talking about?
Since he left the
Wolf is played by Bad Bunny.
Foam off the mic. Anyway,
do not take the foam off.
Don't hear that.
I am the OG. I was doing this first.
I was just doing it to fist bump you.
What
fist bump? Okay,
that doesn't sound great.
We're cutting this out. Talk about what I was doing.
Sorry, I got distracted.
This isn't distractible. That's another reference.
Then you go and meet this. Then you meet this guy, and he's. You first meet him at the hospital, and he's standing in front of his child.
At the hospital.
Yeah, he's standing in front of this child.
This movie doesn't just take place on a train.
No, this is before the train part.
Like, this flashback.
Yeah, like flashback.
Okay.
And then.
No, there's a hospital on the train.
No, there's a hospital on the train, yeah. It's a,
you know, do trains not have hospitals?
It's very convenient, actually.
It is very convenient.
Yeah.
For all those murdered people.
Yeah.
No, they just died, dude. What are they going to do about
that? You know how many murders happen on the train?
A lot.
So many.
It's a lot.
Are you guys, like, being for real right now?
No, like, in movies. How there's, like, full movies dedicated to murders that take place on trains. Fake, fictional murders. Don't worry.
Oh. Says who? What?
Fake, true. Podcast crime. Sorry.
There's the silence and the yawn in the background.
We don't have to go over the entire plot.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't have to do very specifics.
That's what I do. That's what I do, though.
But you don't need to.
Anyway.
I guess that did happen when we did Umbrella Academy. I just sat there. You did the entire plot.
You explained step for step the last episode, and then you were super sad about it later.
And then I cut it out.
Yeah. So maybe do more broad strokes, you know?
Okay, so we meet this guy that his kid got pushed out a window. Not pushed
as
out
all
a window.
Kids do.
Pushed out, like, the roof of the thing because he's a horrible father and wasn't paying attention to his kid. Then
you're
going to
say because he pushed his son.
No. And then and then he gets this note or... I don't, saying that to meet him on that train at that seat. And when he gets to that seat, it's a girl, like a child-ish. Not really a child. I don't know how old she is. But, and then he's just like, and he like pulled the gun. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, it was me. And she's just like knocked him out. And then, you know, she does this, she's low-key kind of lover, but also, you know, it has this whole speechy thing about, like, if I have a person at your kids, like, at the hospital, and if I don't answer the call every 5 minutes, still alive, you're dead, your kid's dead.
Oh, no.
Like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of, like, drags him around, and then she goes and gets the briefcase, and then she, like, makes him sit there and try every combination.
Fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Like, every single... She just, like, sits him down. She's
in
like...
In the bathroom, she's just, like,
do all the numbers until you, like, solve the thing.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, don't even pick the lock. Just find the combination just by
feeling. Yeah, and be like, oh, you have skills in this, so you, that's why I need you to do this. Why can't she just do it?
Well, she doesn't have time.
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Look, if you could have someone else do all the combinations for you, wouldn't you do that instead?
You know, that is how what I think when I'm a little assassin on a train who's getting a briefcase. That, yeah. I'm always like, yeah, if I can get someone else to do this, that would be so much better.
If I'm at the point where I've, like, pushed a kid off the roof of a building, I don't think it would be below me to have a, like, the kid's dad just, like, figure out all the combinations to a briefcase. Yeah.
At that point, what is that really but an inconvenience? A slight
At that point, it's not as bad as what you've done before.
Yeah.
That's not that evil.
Yeah.
Then the train explodes.
Yeah, the train explodes. And so...
And we were all on it. The podcast is ending. Sorry.
I'm literally... We're dead. It's been so long since I've watched...
We could always just...
Do you remember anything?
What part are we at right now?
We're at the...
The part
where she's, like, made him get the briefcase and, like, you know, do all the combinations.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I have the movie down. Give me a second.
Don't forget to throw in some fake spoilers for all those who are already confused.
Because we're great at...
spoilers?
Yeah, but you can't do it immediately after. Then you know that it's a fake spoiler.
Give me a second.
It's a hard task.
I have it.
What
have
you
it
didn't
right
know
here on my phone.
Is in Merlin. No, I'm not going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, fake spoiler. Yes. Lemon dies. It was so sad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Okay, no, that doesn't really matter. Skip that part.
If you're wondering why I can't.
Oh, okay,
that.
So this is... Oh, no, that's him sitting in the... That's...
Yeah.
Oh.
This podcast has actually become... We just watched the movie.
Live reaction, guys.
Okay, here, I'll turn... Okay, so... Then, Ladybug and Tangerine have a meet, like, run into each other in, like, in the food place. Or not in the food place, in
the
bathroom. The
bar?
Oh. It's in the bathroom. But then
food
they
place,
end
bathrooms,
up in,
same difference.
But then they end up in there, and they have, like, a cool fight scene, and they're fighting, and then the lady walks in, like, the trolley later, and they're like, oh, hey! And they're, like,
hey,
trying to play it
off.
Hey,
how are you doing?
He's like, and then she's like, do you need anything? And she's like, oh, water. Like, Ladybug's just like, oh, I'll take some water. But and she's just like, it's this much money. He doesn't have any money. So Tangerine just goes, here.
He pays for him.
Because that's totally
his enemy.
Is that the scene from the trailer?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then they beat each other up with the water bottles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he like throws the water bottle at him.
That's the scene from the movie.
Yeah.
That's what told me the
whole
plot.
I'd be pissed if I paid for a dude's water bottle, then he threw it after me afterwards. Like, I just paid for that for you.
Yeah, how dare you? Do you know how expensive water is nowadays? That
was
$6.
It was an expensive water on that train,
too.
It
was expensive. It was like nice water.
It was like a glass bottle.
How dare? Ladybug is really the true villain here.
For real.
I'm sorry. Every time I say Ladybug, I can't stop thinking of the Collins Bandits.
So when they're fighting, they're at the front of the train. So, like, that's where the food is, at the very front. And one of the windows breaks. So
all this sucks out.
They end up, you know, fighting, and then they, you know, stuff happens.
It's a bullet train. Bullet trains are those, like, really fast
ones really
that kind of,
really
like,
fast.
Hover over the track.
Yeah. And then they fly out, and then they both get back in.
That's impossible. I'm sorry. They know how fast those trains go, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's a movie.
I don't care. Movies have to be realistic.
No!
There's a scene in Speed where this bus made this jump it shouldn't have been able to make because it had, like, no velocity, and it made it. And I was like, nope, movie's awful. Nope. Actually, I really like that movie. That's a lie.
and then they make the truce after they are, like, recovering from getting back inside about because... Obviously, Ladybug doesn't still have the briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Tangerine just got another call early on from the paranoid gang members and saying to meet up to show that they have it and everything. And so they found a random briefcase. And so, like, they teamed up because no one knows what the twins look like.
Yeah.
So they're like, we look close enough, right? Two white men. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah.
And so they show up and they're like, where's the son? It's just like,
wait, they're off of the train?
Yeah, they get off the train.
Because, you know, the train makes stops.
No.
Yeah.
No. Why didn't they stay on the train? Sorry.
No, it's because it was demanded that they get off the train.
To show. And so they, Lady...
No.
So Ladybug has the briefcase, and they're like, "See, we have it." And then he like spins the codes, and it opens. It is like this lady's like clothes fall out, and they're like, they just run back. Sprint back on the train.
They're like, "Oh, we don't know what the twins look like." So when Ladybug and Tangerine come off the train, they're like, "Wow, the resemblance is striking. They really are twins." And then the two of them are like, "I hate you. I hate you so much. What do you mean we look alike?
We look nothing alike."
Because they, like, hate each other. They were just at each other's throats, like, a second ago. The only reason they're out there is because there was, like, a threat to, like, what, blow up the train if they didn't show up with the briefcase in their hands as proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like, "For our lives, let's do this."
Fine. Yeah. And then cut back to Lemon.
So now they're going to blow up the train?
No.
Not yet. We're getting to it.
Okay.
Fish.
Yeah.
So then you cut back to Lemon, and he meets the girl and the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, "Have you seen this dude?" Because they know his description now.
Yeah. Of Ladybug?
Yeah.
He's a small insect with red and black on the shell.
And then they have like this talk.
And spandex.
And then next thing you know it, he figures out something's wrong, mm-hmm. and then the girl starts like crying, and she's just like, "This man's taking me hostage, blah blah blah." And also, mind you, there's like eerily no one on the train left.
Of course,
like,
not.
The
train is empty.
Yeah, it's like empty.
Do people know what's going? Is this like a speed situation where now the bus can't or the train can't stop?
No, not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Where's like train security?
Who needs train security?
Why is there a telemarker telling me? Anyway.
But you should answer and be like, "So then Ladybug did this."
And then he figures out
but
something.
But then she catches feelings for Cat Noir.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
But imagine like Brad Pitt as Lady. No, sorry.
And then that's something
cut
I don't want to picture.
Cut that out.
And so they figure out something's wrong. And then, you know.
I pictured it.
I know I did too. That's why I said get it out. We'll just like bleach our memory and then we'll be okay.
So I wasn't paying attention to what
you're
y'all
good.
Were
don't worry about it. We're going to cut it out. You'll cut
I'll
it out in editing.
Hear it.
Yeah, just cut it out.
So Lemon's figured out something's wrong between the two of them.
Or no, beep it. Bleep it. You don't know how to do that, but do it.
Beep.
We'll make it sound like I said something really awful.
I'll just bleep out everything you said.
Yeah.
So he figures out something's wrong between them. I've said that line like 5 times.
Yeah. This is the girl who pushed the child off off building. Okay.
So
and that guy's parent.
I don't remember her name.
Her name was like Prince, I think.
Prince?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
She wears too much pink. That's what she is.
Yeah, she wore a lot of pink.
A lot of pink.
As in Prince?
No. No. And so he's just like, "Well, who's the bad guy?" And they're like, you're both gonna point at someone. And if Lemon's just like, "So if you point at each other, you're both gonna die. If you both point, like, and whoever you both point at isn't going, or I don't even
is
know.
Gonna die."
Yeah, or something. And so he, like, the dad?
Yeah.
Points to himself because he knows if she dies, his kid goes and dies. So, and then he, you know, gets shot and, oh no, clicked off of it.
Wouldn't they think that, like, maybe the bad guy isn't the one who
points
at himself?
Okay. Oh, I'm getting back on the train.
You're on the train?
No, like, it was Tangerine outside the train.
Ella has left us. Ella is on the train going... how many?
And then they stash the bros, the dad's body.
The bros?
Yeah, the dad bro.
Dad bro.
The bra. The
dad
bra.
Bro. Oh my god, that was you in a previous video. Dad
what?
Bro.
Dad bro.
Dad bro.
Dad bro?
Did I say that?
No.
And then, you know, they lock him and they drag him away and lock him into.
Hair.
A bathroom.
They lock him in the bathroom, and then she like ties the thing up, and then he's like, "Like she
ties
says,
the thing
like
up?
He sees her gun, Anyway, this is making so much sense. Blah, blah, blah. And then he finds out that she's actually the bad guy. And then she shoots Lemon.
Fun.
And then stashes him in the bathroom.
Fun.
And then Tangerine comes and sees the blood on the carpet from the other dude that they dragged. And he opens the bathroom and sees Lemon shot and bleeding out and, like, dead.
Oh, no.
I know, he's dead. And then, you know, oh, my gosh. No. And then there's, like, no one on, you know, paranoid people.
Obviously, yeah.
And then they, then,
Although, are they really paranoid?
The gang members are paranoid.
Oh, the gang members are paranoid.
Because they call and they're like, hey! Like, shut up!
Everyone get off
the
train!
Where is the stuff? Is he alive? Where is he?
Yeah. And then Tangerine's just like, my brother just died! Shut up! Anyway, that was aggressive.
Yeah, that was.
And then,
well, he's an aggressive character, dude. That man has no chill in him.
Yeah. Which one? I've lost
Tangerine.
Pink
British
lady
guy.
Chick.
Got it. And Tangerine.
Pink lady chick. And
why is her name Pink Lady, like the apple?
I don't remember her name. So, and then Ladybug meet together. And then
the prince is a pretty cool name, though.
It was, so Tangerine confronts the girl because she has a diesel sticker on her back that Lemon put on her, which is the guy he hates. So, and then he's just like,
he's like, diesel was always the worst.
Yeah.
Attack.
And then,
that's
and
smart,
then he, like,
actually.
Tries to shoot her, and then, but he's like, gonna go shoot her. And then Ladybug just sees him aiming a gun at a kid, and so he stops him and kills Tangerine.
No!
Yes!
Exactly! That's how I felt!
Did you do that?
I know. And then he's just like, you okay? And she's just like, yeah.
He pointed a gun at me. I was so scared. And I was like, shut up!
And then.
Shut up, Diesel.
Like, yeah, and then no one's on the thing. And then this old man gets on the train.
That's what
this really cool cane, by the way.
The old man from Squid Game.
And so they're sitting. They're
no, not that kind of old man. Like, refined old man.
Refined old man. Got it, got it, got it.
Refined old man.
Damn, okay.
Cassie?
Anyway.
Refined. Just has a random picture already pulled up on the phone.
This man was refined.
Refined.
He was, like, wearing a suit and stuff. He wasn't, like, the old man in Squid Game. Just like, I'm at the end of my life anyway. Might as well go with a bang.
Anyway.
Wait, I was... What did you say?
He was like a refined old man. He like had a purpose. He knew what he was doing instead of the old man Squid Game. He was like,
oh,
well,
yeah,
they have a few years left. Might as well go out with a bang.
Yeah.
You good?
Anyway.
I agree, though, Ella. Oh,
did you hear what I said?
Yeah, that's what distracted me from Rena's awesome story.
Sorry.
That wasn't really a story, but still. Continue.
But he is what?
The refinery of a man.
Yep.
The refinery?
The oil refinery.
So, and then, so, Ladybug and Pink Girl. I'm just going to call her that now.
Pink Lady was cool,
yeah.
But.
Okay.
The prince?
Yeah, the prince. So, they're sitting down together and, like, you know, and they're, like, contemplating life. And then the dude just sits, like, directly, like, the aisle next to them, like, the seats. Mm-hmm. And they're like, seriously?
Ladybug is like, come on, man. Like, I'm not in the mood for this. There's an entire train. Please sit somewhere else. Yeah. And he's like,
trying to contemplate life. Jeez.
But no, he just like stays there and he's like, no, I'm not moving. Not yet.
Mm-mm. Oh, and then the girl leaves sometime or somehow. And then the dude like literally spills the old guy. The old refined man just spills his whole life story.
Wow.
About how the gang that he, the white, the Russian gang,
he was a gang, he was like second to the top.
He was like second to the top, and then.
He like told his boss, hey, don't trust this new guy, but he trusted the new guy anyway.
Yeah.
The new guy rose to the top, like killed everyone, destroyed the gang from the inside.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I told
you
not to trust him.
And then like, and.
And that's how I went from being, like, a Yakuza gang to, like, this new Russian gang now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because he, like, took over the gang that was already there.
Already? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So.
And then they're, like, and then Ladybug's just, like, okay.
And then the train explodes?
Not yet. Almost. Oh. And then they,
Where do the puppies come in?
Oh. And then they, like, he shows him, like, it turns out the dad bro Dad Bro is the refined man's son.
And so wait. The son's son. Yeah. Got pushed off a cliff.
Yeah.
That's really
so,
funny.
So, yeah, this refined man is the grandfather of the kid who was pushed off the building by Prince.
Oh, Pink Lady's dead.
Yeah. She's dead.
It turns out that, like, the guy that was at the hospital is already dead. Like, that was going to kill his
because
son.
Refined man was like, you're not doing that.
No.
Killed him.
Yeah.
And so then they go to the bathroom where Lemon and Dad Bro are dead in. And then it turns out that Dad Bro isn't dead.
And neither is Lemon.
And the next thing you know, Lemon's still alive. But
Lemon. Guys, you should lie to me and tell me that Lemon's
dead. But Tangerine's still
dead. Tangerine stays dead.
Well, Lemon sounds like the better of the two anyways, so.
They're both pretty great. I love both of them.
Tom is the tank engine.
And then they come up with this plan to get, because they're literally right at where they're supposed to get off for the gang, where, like, the Russian gang is meeting them.
Yeah.
So, like, so come up with this epic plan. It's so smart.
Is Pink Lady involved in this plan?
No.
Oh.
She's off somewhere.
She's off somewhere. Just somewhere.
Just somewhere.
Did they know that she's the one behind, like, half of this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Obvious.
Because Lemon's like, oh, that I hate her. Gosh,
well, and
stupid.
Obviously they knew that she shoved the kid off.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously.
This is
so chaotic.
This is. I'm getting more
the movie
and more
was chaotic, just in order.
Yeah. Chaotic, like, it had a way of being.
Because we also forgot to add a very, very important plot point in the very beginning.
We totally forgot about the snake lady.
There's a snake lady?
And also how
What's
he's subbing
name,
in
ma'am?
For someone else.
Oh, no, I said that.
Yeah, did you? That was, yeah,
I did.
That was
I talked about
oh, okay.
That.
I knew that. Yeah, we skipped the snake lady.
Aww.
She was the one who was killing
she
everyone
was
with
the
poison.
Yeah, she was the poison.
And the blood eyes and stuff.
I guess that's solved then.
Oh, we shouldn't have mentioned that. That should have been our, like...
You just, like, moved that out and I don't know. It's fine.
Oh, well.
Spoilers make everything better.
And so...
What?
Well, some things better. Movies better. Books? Depends on the spoiler.
And so, you know... the Russian people get off, like, not Russian, the Russian people get on the train, and then, so you see that, the girl, Pink Lady, I skipped that part, so I have to, like,
No, it's gonna turn into another. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
No,
everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when you're living on a dream.
Woo!
3, 2, 1, go. Have you heard the news? Everyone's talking. Life is good because everything is awesome. Lost my job. New opportunity. Want to fit down in the awesome community. Feel more awesome than awesome possum. Dip my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, washed off the frosting and smelled like a blossom. Everything is awesome. Stepped in mud. Got new brown shoes. It's awesome to win. It's awesome to lose.
Wow.
Then we keep on going. then there's
beautiful.
A pause and then we keep on going, but.
Anyways.
Okay, so, and then.
Bullet train.
Anyway.
It's a movie.
So, you see the head leader.
Not a train.
Dude, bro.
And Thomas the train.
The head leader dude, bro, of the Russian mobby gay
Mafia.
People.
Come back.
And the girl, Meep. And then it turns out that the.
Meep?
Meat.
Oh.
With a T. It was not a Phineas and Ferb character, Meep?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking
like,
of, Meep.
I was like, wait, the girl. There's a girl named Meep, like
Meep.
The fantasy.
Didn't Meep have like a really deep voice in the end?
Yes,
like thank you for saving me
talk.
From this blah blah blah.
Yes.
And everyone was like, "What the heck?"
It was awesome. Anyways,
so they meet, and it turns out Pink Lady Chick is the daughter of the gang leader, and that she was her whole plan was to get the Dad Bro to try to kill him, but she knows that the gang dude always kills the person that tries to kill him with their own weapon. So she rigged the gun so it would backfire.
So that it would kill her own dad?
So it would kill her own dad.
And she could become leader?
I don't know what her...
Okay.
She just wanted him to die.
Well, yeah, she just wanted a dead dude.
Yeah.
That's cool
and
too,
then
I guess.
That, so obviously the dad bro isn't around, so she tries to do it herself. He doesn't shoot her with
I was going to say, did she get killed by her own weapon?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to sneeze.
Oh. Achoo. Bless you. Oh, I thought that would work. Well, she sneezes. Anyway. I watched Heartstopper last night.
No.
Again.
No. We're not. No.
You've seen it more than once?
What? No.
I remember I read it and I was like, I can never watch this with their British accent.
No, Lindsay read it out loud to me in a British accent.
I remember once in English.
No, please,
like,
don't.
The girl at the table next to me, she mentioned Heartstopper, and I was like, I was here first. I read it when it was only a webtoon. I was here before the show.
It was a webtoon?
Yeah.
It's based off a webtoon.
It was a webtoon, then a graphic novel, and then a TV show. I watched it TV show and then graphic novel. The graphic novel is just the webtoon, but in, like, book form.
Anyway.
Yep. Sorry. Gay.
Gay?
Gay.
Gay?
Gay.
Gay.
Gay. Gay. Just cut out this whole bite.
Sorry. Just started out like that. That's the intro now. Gay.
Gay. Gay.
This movie is not. Except for that one character, I guess.
Wait. No, I'm going to watch it and try to figure out which one you mean.
I don't know which one you mean.
No, it's like really obvious. No, he was like, hey, dude, can I like pay you to like, buy your clothes?
No. That's like the best part. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Bruh.
Don't spoil it.
For when she watches it?
Yes, because that's so great. We can't ruin that epic moment.
It's really obvious.
Okay. I'll try to figure it out before.
The character, he looks kind of closeted. He really feels like a closeted character. Like, he would not say this or admit it unless someone, like, talked to him about it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. My gator's been pretty good lately. Well, minus one person.
No, it's, like, really obvious in the movie that he is.
Okay.
But, like, if he didn't talk to him or he didn't start the conversation like that, you would not know.
Okay. Okay. Bullet train. Murder dad.
I'm just going to talk from back here.
Not killed with own weapon. At least move the mic.
So he does end up getting the briefcase, but she also rigged. Was it her that rigged?
Hmm?
Well, the briefcase got rigged with a bomb. So.
Yeah, it was like her. She did that when he like finished doing all the possible combinations. She put a gun in it. I mean, bomb.
Oh, so she knows the combination.
Yeah, because she made him do
every single thing. Yeah. And then she was like, "What's the combination?"
I never knew that he finished it. In my defense,
it's a movie. It has to get
Yeah, I know, but it could have just exploded.
There was no bomb in it. She had to put the bomb in.
And then they throw the briefcase onto the train and the train explodes.
So, and then Ladybug comes out, gives
Eileen, just listen.
Gives the briefcase, and then he sends two of his minions to go open it over yonder, and he doesn't know there's a bomb in it. And so then it turns out that everyone that was on the train was like this master plan of his, so everyone would like die. And so he wanted the twins were from the Bowl of something job.
Bolivia
job. And he wanted them specifically to get his son, because they ended up.
He wanted his son dead?
Yes.
He wanted his son dead.
Dang.
And so, because it's all about because his wife was died.
Like, bro really loved his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so he killed his son?
No, his son was, like, responsible partly for her death.
Oh, yeah.
So,
shoot.
Because, like, while going to bail him out of jail, she was killed. So. Yeah.
So, what was happened is
the
twins did a job in Bolivia that caused the Russian dude to have to stay longer, and so he couldn't meet up with his wife to go in the car. And so, but the driving on the way to his son's, like, bailing his son out, the car went boom, boom, or, like, got hit or something.
Something like that. I don't know.
So that
she
was
died.
The train.
And so, but the dude that, it was, like, a hit, and, like, the dude that did it was from the agency that Ladybug was, and it's the guy that Ladybug was subbing in for. So, like, there was this giant plot of, like, so he thought Ladybug was the dude that killed his wife. And he's like, no. He's like, it was,
like,
this bratty.
I'm subbing in for that guy.
Yeah, and he's like, it was this dick that, like, said he didn't do grab jobs. Because they hate him.
Dang.
He's like, no. And then the whole giant plot.
Everyone was hired privately
for
the job on the train. No one knew who they were hired. who, like, hired them, it was all the same guy. It was all Prince's father.
Oh, my God. Genius there.
Because he wanted everyone to die.
Mm-hmm.
Including the daughters?
Well, he didn't know the daughter was there. Okay, she was separately. Unrelated.
His plan was for all these, like, spies and stuff to kill each other.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tangerine, Lemon, Ladybug.
Yeah. And, like, Wolf, I think. And then the poison. I know it was the poison person.
Yeah. And then they have Ladybug and Lemons and old swaggy guy.
Refinery.
Old refined guy had this plan. And then to get the train moving again. And so they eventually get back on the train and with the old Russian guy on it as well.
Who owns this train?
No idea.
Does it just
function? No one runs it.
I think it's like a public train.
So there's no one who's like, huh, this train isn't going to its normally scheduled place.
No.
Maybe we should get it running. Or
look, we ignore that for plot reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ignored.
And so we're getting to the part where it blows up.
Oh, fun. Puppies?
So then,
yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. We're so close to the end, but I'm also, like, blanking out the most on this part. So they get it running, and, like, they get... Oh.
I mean, you don't have to tell me everything about the end. You can just tell me that the train explodes.
Train explodes.
While
so
they're
then
all on it.
They get the train moving, and there's an epic fight scene where, you know, the old dude, older fine man, his cane has a sword in it. And
of
so
course,
he's fighting the Russian.
He's a refinery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. And he's fighting the Russian dude and, like, chopping up everything. And, you know.
That's what happens when you swing a sword around.
Yep.
Yep.
Haphazardly.
Lemon gets, because, like, the trains, you know, like, fell off course or something and blew up. I don't know. Hasn't blown up yet. But, like, and so Lemon falls out off a bridge and into water, I think.
Yeah, into water.
Yeah. And then, you know.
So tell me it dies.
Yeah, Lemon dies
so
again.
So close.
Lemon dies again.
Lemon drop. Lemon drop. Lemon drop.
So, and then eventually, they're fighting, and then the train, like, is off track and, like, goes into, like, a town and just literally rams through houses.
Several buildings.
Several buildings.
And everyone made it out A-okay.
Well, no.
No. So,
no.
So they crash, and then Ladybug got really lucky for the first time and, like, made it out. Like, he hit, like, this
stuff.
Is that
why his name is Ladybug? Has that already been discussed?
Yeah. Yes.
His name's Ladybug because he's unlucky, and they're like, you need some luck, man. And this is the one time he's been lucky.
Yeah, and so he gets out, like, literally unharmed. And then, like, so the Russian dude is, like, cobbling, and he's just like, beep, 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 beep. And so then he uses his daughter. He doesn't know that he has his daughter's gun, and tries to shoot him, kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have this, like, sentimental.
He's with his wife now.
Yeah, they have this sentimental moment with the refined dude. And Ladybug, and then some bad guy shows up. Someone gets hit by a tangerine cart. Prince.
For killing Tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon kills her.
Oh yeah, Lemon, like, runs her over.
Runs her over
with a tangerine, like, car.
A tangerine car. They're really like, sweet. Oh my gosh, she is still alive. And he's like, not for much longer.
And then, you know, it's like this sweet moment, and then the lady agent that was on the phone at the beginning pulls up, and she's just like, come on, let's go. And then,
that went well. Come
and
on.
Then, and then right when they're about to get the power, like, the cable thing falls on her car, and it's, like, an expensive car, and they're like, he's like, luck.
Used up all my luck there, I guess.
That was so fun. And you just end with them walking away, and all this, like the crash train, it's, like, on fire, like, these houses destroyed, and they're just walking away into the sunset.
You know, this is my thing with spy movies. I mean, I know this is, like, probably, this is not what, like, this is not, it didn't go to plan. But why in spy movies are they always so over the top? Like, in real life, don't spies want to be subtle?
Yeah.
I know this didn't go according to plan, and it would have been subtle-ish, kind of, but.
Yeah.
For plot reasons. Make it more interesting.
For plot reasons. Yeah. Yeah, well.
So that was the summary.
Yeah.
The really complicated. No idea what's
next
going
time
on.
We're going to get on here, and you're just going to start reading the screenplay word for word.
Just start reading.
Ladybug walks in with the gun. Hey, what are you doing here?
No, bullet train. Interior.
Bullet train. Interior. day, or does it start at night?
I think it starts at night.
Bullet train, interior, night. I don't know enough about this to make jokes. Yeah, so that's it.
It's the end credits.
we gotta hear the end credits. Oh, is there any end credit scenes?
Language.
Oh yeah, the language is so strong in this movie, specifically from Tangerine.
Sorry.
So
we'll cut that out. Anyway, so yeah, that's the chaotic, not planned, randomly started watching the movie in the middle. Podcast.
Woo!
I already know your answer to this, yeah, but would ahead, you go and me. Watch it?
Let's see. This movie I've been planning. Maybe you did such an awful it. Job that I won't get. No, I'm just kidding. I am going to watch it.
I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. No, I've been waiting so long to watch this movie, so yeah. I'm not going to watch it tonight because I rented Baby Driver and I want to watch it again tonight.
I want to watch Baby Driver. I haven't watched it yet. Come on over.
Okay. Good
show. You know, I'm only half joking. You can come
right now?
Yeah, let's leave.
Just like,
see you at school.
Cancel my ride. Just ditch in the middle.
Oh?
Mr. Dirks wouldn't care.
Oh? Okay, anyways.
Anyway, well, if you made it this far, thanks for watching.
Thank
no
you.
No one did.
No one did. That's me.
I want to do our really awkward goodbye.
Yes, we can do a really awkward goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.